KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. One of San Francisco's most famous historical periods is the Gold Rush era and the rough and tumble days of the Barbary Coast. The Barbary Coast, of course, was the dockside neighborhood that Gold Rush pioneers, pirates, and other colorful characters made famous and infamous. Right now at the Conservatory of Flowers in Golden Gate Park, there's an exhibit dedicated to this part of San Francisco's history. Curator Lo Hodges took me on a tour of the Barbary Coast Garden Railway, a whimsical botanical experience that includes model trains, miniature clipper ships, and recreations of the city's most important Gold Rush-era landmarks.
Well, what we've tried to do this year is create not only a miniature Barbary Coast, where we have G-gauge model trains winding their way around it, but also, as I like to call it, a life-size Barbary Coast. And we've built some really interesting facades of the types of buildings you might have found there at the time, and really give visitors sort of the feeling of what it would have been like walking around the docks in San Francisco in, you know, the late 1800s.
So a lot of what we see here has been designed by artist James Sellier, who is an artist in residence at Recology, which is essentially the local dump. So he is really an artist who knows how to turn trash into treasure, so to speak. Where did he get some of these items?
A lot of the stuff he finds, you know, he is happiest dumpster diving. And, you know, certainly, being a conservatory, we obviously believe in conserving, and a lot of that has to do with recycling, repurposing materials, and that can be found really everywhere in this exhibit, from the models that James builds to Pedersen Construction finding old wood on the property to build the shanty, to build the saloon. We do everything we can here, really, to kind of get as much mileage out of stuff as we can.
What is your favorite item in this whole exhibit, if you had to choose one?
If I had to choose one, I think I'm going to go with the Niantic Hotel, which is just over here around Portsmouth Square. After gold is discovered, thousands and thousands and thousands of boats start collecting in the San Francisco Bay. And basically, for each one of those boats, it takes hundreds of men to sail it, and there's just not enough able bodies sticking around to get these boats out of the bay. So people started dragging them on shore and using them. You know, they became hotels, they became saloons, one of them was a jail. I mean, they replaced buildings for a time in San Francisco. And the Niantic Hotel is famous in the fact that it, you know, made its way into the papers for the sleazy characters that hung out there and whatnot. And it's actually a known hotel of the time. And recently, or in the grand, you know, in the past 10 years or so, they were doing a reconstruction downtown in San Francisco in the financial district. And most of our financial district is actually built on top of these old boats, and they discovered the Niantic Hotel. You know, the signs were still intact, the name was still on the hull, and I think it's my favorite model that we have in the train layout.
And let's give listeners an idea of what this looks like. It's a little miniature model hotel building, and it's sitting on top of the hull of a ship.
Correct, and that is actually what San Franciscans were doing at the time.
Now, sound is a large aspect of this display. You enlisted the help of local sound designer Andrew Roth. What role does his work play in educating the visitor and enhancing the whole experience?
So I work with Andrew Roth, like you were saying, a wonderful local gentleman. He's actually recently for this exhibit traveled around and recorded several melodeons that had been, you know, around during the Barbary Coast, or sort of examples of what were around during the Barbary Coast. And then for most exhibits, he records the staff in some aspect. So all the ladies at the conservatory are the girls you can hear having fun in our high-class brothel. And any way we can make it sound, you know, more fun and exciting, not to mention have more fun and have it be more exciting for us is a plus.
Lo Hodges, thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. It'll be on display here through April 14th.
Lo Hodges is Director of Exhibitions and Operations at the Conservatory of Flowers. And I'm Stephanie Martin. You can find pictures of the Barbary Coast Garden Railway exhibit online at kqednews.org.